listener production.
Hi there, it's Andrew Schell with the latest. Both levels of government are working on measures to help stop women being killed in domestic violence situations. Canberra is looking to establish a national perpetrator risk assessment framework. The new tool, to be rolled out later this year, will help courts, police, health and social service workers identify potential perpetrators early. While the Victorian state government is considering tougher penalties for men who breach family violence intervention orders, tracking of those deemed likely killers is also under consideration. It comes as a Cobram woman's body was found in a home on Tuesday, her cause of death yet to be determined. Gippsland South MP Danny O'Brien is calling for the region's farmers to be better supported after recent natural disasters. It follows the floods and storms of summer just gone. Mr O'Brien says better threshold requirements are needed, with a certain number of farmers experiencing damage needed before disaster funding can be provided. Hundreds of burn-offs have been held throughout regional Victoria in recent weeks. Deputy Chief Fire Officer Joe Gomez says autumn provides ideal conditions.
In other times of the year, the winds can really put a lot of pressure on the safe delivery of the planned burn. So that's why we do the bulk of the program in autumn. So we are really happy to have completed some really important burns using the autumn stable weather, especially in the Bowen Southwest region and the Hume area.
And Yarrawonga's Helping Hands has joined forces with Foot Recycling Services to raise money for Yarrawonga Health. Interim CEO Robin Harbright says the funds raised by the partnership will go towards health equipment and other important aspects.
Some of the things that we are looking for are new dialysis chairs for our dialysis unit and TV sets. As you can imagine, in health equipment is very expensive, and dialysis chairs have to be a particular type, and you're looking at in excess of $15,000 for each chair.
Gippsland League ladder leaders Leon Gather are home to Moe in tomorrow's footy action, while Traralgon take on Warragul. Meantime, Seymour v Shepparton will be a big game to watch in the Goulburn Valley action.